The following is brought to you in association with and as a proud partner of the Shining Wizards Network. Entertainment here.
Welcome everybody to this week's show. This is episode 50, our 1 year anniversary. I am your host, Justin, joined this week by Vince.
Hello.
Timmy. Other Timmy is not here, and neither is Dan. They had other obligations, because more important than our 1 year anniversary.
Yeah.
In other words, other Timmy just woke up.
And Grandma died.
So.
Fuck her.
Wow.
And on that note, we've been doing this for a year.
Yeah.
What have been your highlights of the year? Moon cricket?
Well, maybe my highlight.
Yeah, maybe the highlight, yeah.
That was great.
The gangbang.
At the old folks home.
Yeah, that was fun.
Yeah.
They all took their teeth out. That was alright.
Well, that helps.
Yeah. So.
But, it's been fun. We got to go to conventions and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Grow our listeners, so it's been fun. We'll get into our TV show rundown this week. We only have two, because I'm not going to do Scorpion, because Timmy's not here. So, real quick, I'll run through Arrow, because I'm the only one that watches it, apparently.
Yeah. I don't watch TV.
I know you don't. I was, like, looking at you. Ray figured out who the Arrow is, and he planned on going to the cops, because somebody had been going around killing people as Arrow. All part of Roz's plan for Oliver to take over. Oliver and Ray finally in his Adam suit into a fight. It's not really a fight. Ray decides Oliver's a good guy and he's going to go to the cops and tell him so that, you know, Arrow's being set up. As Ray is in a meeting with the commissioner and the mayor and all this, evil Arrow across the building away. Kills, it's either the mayor or some woman. He kills her, and that's the end of the show. Pretty good. It's all setting up. I think at the end, Oliver will take over for Roz. So. You good?
I'm all right.
Yeah, I wouldn't go that far. All right, we got to talk about Flash. Timmy.
Oh, God. I'm fucking confused.
Everything that happened last week has been undone.
Yeah.
Because Idiot went back in time and screwed up timeline.
Yeah.
Barry.
He ran so fast, he ripped a hole in the space-time continuum.
Sure, he'll have that.
And then he ran beside himself, and then one of him disappeared, apparently.
Yes.
Because if you go back in time, like,
I don't know, two can't be in the same...
should have been two of them, but...
Yeah.
I don't know. It's so confusing.
Yeah, plot. Moving the plot along.
Fuck plot. Who needs plot?
Yeah. But there was a lot of stuff that happened in the last episode, like Cisco died and everything, and
Caitlin found out that Wells was not in the wheelchair.
Commander Cisco?
No. Vibe from the comic books.
Oh.
Yeah.
I'm thinking Star Trek.
Yeah.
And sorry.
Then when he went back in time, he kind of... He made everything that happened
last week,
not
happen. So like Cisco's alive.
He went and got the weather wizard.
Commander's alive.
Yeah, Commander's alive.
Yeah.
Who else is going to run DS9? O'Brien?
You really want an Irish guy in charge?
Yeah.
Okay. Oh. I was going to say the Ferengi guy, but I can't remember his name.
Quark!
Yeah. Quark's in charge with Vice President Odo.
Yeah, that'd work real well.
Yeah.
I don't know what you're talking about.
But basically, see, Linda broke up with him.
Well, you're fucking stupid, so.
Yeah, it happens.
Okay.
So Linda broke up with him. Your bad guys was the Rogues were back.
Yeah.
Captain Cold, Heat Wave, and Golden Glider. Golden Glider ends up being Captain Cold's sister, who has a gun that whatever she shoots turns to gold, or gets covered in gold and kills him. So they're playing...
It's pretty dumb.
Yeah. It looked like the person got dumped with Cheese Whiz.
Yeah.
But...
It did.
But so they're robbing a casino is what the whole thing is.
Wow.
But the Cold ended up kidnapping Cisco and his brother and was torturing the brother to get to get Sisko to tell him who Flash really was. Sisko does tell him. And at the end, Flash stops the robbery and all that. But he ends up in a forest or something?
Yeah.
Woods?
Yeah,
with Captain Cold. And they basically work out an agreement that says, hey, if you won't kill anybody, I won't really bust you. But the second you start killing people or going after me or my family or friends, I'm going to come get all of you. And that's basically how the episode ended.
Yeah.
No. It ended when he and Black Cop, who I can't remember his name, Joe,
yeah.
Black Cop sounds better.
Jamal.
I hate you. telling him that he thinks Wells is something's wrong.
Yeah.
So there's your plot moving forward for Flash. So there's that. Just want to jump on into the TV news. any other TV shows you've been watching?
It says Mike Tyson. None.
Yeah. There's no. We're waiting for the new season of Mike Tyson.
I know. And Rick and Morty.
Yes. Powers is still fantastic, but you're not caught up, so I won't spoil it.
Last Man on Earth.
Now there's a fat guy.
Yeah.
A fat guy showed up.
So it's two hot chicks, a fat guy.
And
Will Forte,
yeah. Okay. With a giant beard.
Awesome.
No, did he shave?
Yeah, he shaved it off when the second girl showed up.
Yeah. Because apparently that's the only way to get in January Jones's pants is to shave off your giant beard.
No, she liked it.
And your back.
Yeah, she did.
She said, I thought it was cool.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And your junk.
Yeah. So we'll get into the TV news. We talked about the Legend of Zelda TV show that was possibly going to Netflix.
And it's not.
It's not. No. The head of Nintendo came out and said, me and no, nothing about that.
You fuck off right now! Which, that's what I would have said, too.
Yeah. Come find out, Game of Thrones, the TV show, will spoil the ending of the book series.
Nice.
So everybody that's been like, well, I read the books, I know what's happening. Well, you're not going to know what's coming up because it's going to spoil it.
I don't watch it.
Yeah.
Nope.
I've never seen one episode of that.
I've seen a few. Just because
I've seen clips and stuff. People at work are like, look at these tits.
Yeah.
Like,
oh,
okay.
Oh, because of the boobs, yeah.
I've seen that, and then I saw when the mountain killed that one dude. When he, like, there was a fight, and the mountain got him down, and he, like, squeezed his head together and stuck his fingers through his eyes and crushed his skull with his bare hands.
A real mountain?
It's Hafþór Björnsson, the Icelandic Viking powerlifter dude.
Oh, that guy.
Plays a guy called the Mountain, because he's as big as a fucking mountain.
Sure.
He's a big dude.
AMC has cast Cassidy for Preacher. I figured you would be into this. Joseph Gilgan? So
nice.
They still have not cast officially
the Irish vampire.
Yeah, they haven't cast Preacher officially, but it looks like it's going to be the guy that played Howard Stark. That's still the rumor.
Yeah, I know, he's been doing that all day.
Yeah,
that's mesmerizing.
I know,
it's like a fucking train wreck.
Well, of course, if you're wondering what it is, it's that time of the month for skeets, and he's literally fucking a duck.
It's fucking Daisy Duck.
Yeah. Fargo TV series.
He loves the fuck out of that duck.
The Fargo TV series has announced that they have cast Bruce Campbell to play Ronald Reagan. Because it will take place in the 80s.
Nice.
That's great casting. You remember the Alien Nation show?
Yes!
Fox is going to remake it.
Woo!
You're happy about this.
I am. I like... The movie's pretty good.
I like the... Now, the movie spun off from the TV series, correct?
No, I think it was the movie first and they made
then
a TV,
the TV
series. And the TV series isn't too bad.
Yes, it was...
It was a cop show.
It was
a detective show with aliens. That was about it.
Yeah, it's James Caan and it was Mandy Patinkin.
Mm-hmm.
And I really I really liked it. So I'm kind of... We usually crap all over remakes, but
maybe
this
won't be too bad.
Yeah.
I'm kind of excited about
Fox with this and X-Files.
Well, sure, it's Fox. It'll be great. They'll cancel it two weeks later. And,
yeah.
You know,
and then we'll be bitching about it like Firefly for 15 years.
Exactly.
Yeah. We talked about MTV doing the TV series based off the Scream franchise of movies, where they're not going to have Ghostface as the killer. Ghostface killer, see? Wu-Tang bitches. Well, apparently now it's not even going to be called Scream. It's going to be called Hush.
Because Batman's going to be in it.
Yes, that's exactly that was my first thought too. Yeah, I'm like, shit, I'm going to have to watch it now. No, because apparently the Scream Queens show that Bunch is going to be on FX. They didn't want people to think, oh, that's our show, even though. So they changed the name. Apparently, it's going to be called Hush. I don't care. I'm not going to watch it.
No.
What's MTV?
It used to be where they
showed... That's where they show a bunch of pregnant teenagers.
Oh! Yeah. Like the hookers from Anderson.
Literally, because she was on the show, and then she beat up her boyfriend.
Yeah. Anderson trash.
Hey, now. That's my people.
Exactly. Exactly,
yeah. Timmy's not here. Timmy's not here for this one, but NBC is going to bring back Craig T. Nelson as coach for a 13 episode run. I'm okay with that.
What about Patrick Starr? They're gonna have him.
They should. Apparently, this will be it's his son from the original TV series is now a coach, and he calls in Dad for help.
Oh,
so I'm okay with that.
Yeah. Craig T. Nelson's all right.
Yep. The Walking Dead spinoff will officially got the title Fear the Walking Dead.
Fear the Black Hat.
Yeah.
Sorry, that's funny.
There should be some type of clip shown tonight during the Walking Dead finale. And the series will debut this summer.
Zombies with hats.
Zombies with hats.
Sweet.
Masioka, who has been on Hawaii Five-0, and he was played Hero on Heroes.
Oh yeah,
time stopper travel guy. He will be reprising his role for the new Heroes series, miniseries, whatever they're doing. So, And apparently he's a legit genius. Like when he was a child, he was on like the cover of Time magazine as like an 8-year-old prodigy genius who figured out he could make more money acting instead of doing math. So.
So it is.
He's a smart Asian, Vince. And now to make you happy. Because that's what I'm here to do, is make you happy.
I read ahead.
I know you did. You can see the grin. CBS may be looking to court the team behind Star Trek Federation. Among them, Bryan Singer, Christopher McQuarrie, who did Mission Impossible Rogue Nation, as well as producer Robert Burnett and writer Jeffrey Thorne, for a new TV series. The project would see a new era of Star Trek. Wow, English is hard.
Yeah.
Far past DS9 and Voyager.
Right.
So way, way in the future.
After the Dominion Wars and everything.
Yeah, that way it's far enough they can reboot.
Right.
And all that. the thing to get Bryan Singer's involvement is kind of a wish right now, because he's still doing X-Men and all that crap, so it is a goal for Paramount to do. What do you think? I know you're all excited.
Yeah, I'm all for
Federation
it.
Was awesome.
Yeah, I'm all for it.
Apparently it would follow the Axanar.
Yeah, the fan one.
Yeah, the fan is what they're trying to base on, and that is fantastic.
Yeah, I can't wait. It's about fucking time. We need a good Star Trek series again.
They've let, because there's always the Star Trek Star Wars argument. Star Wars has been getting all the hype, all this, all that. Star Trek's just been kind of languishing. You got the movies, but
yeah. They
don't have the hype behind them that Star Wars has.
We need another Star Trek that's nobody's watching.
Yeah,
that's not as hip, but people still watch it.
Yeah,
like me, and I'll watch it.
Yep,
and every goddamn Friday night.
Yep. Movie news. Neil Blomkamp. I probably have mispronounced his name the entire time, but that's how it's wrote.
Blomkamp. There's an M in there.
There is. Blomkamp.
I think you spelled it wrong.
Yep. Has revealed that discussions between himself, Fox, and Ridley Scott he had to change a bit of his new Alien movie. Because it would bump against Prometheus 2's storyline. So he did that. And
yay.
All well and good. Jennifer Lawrence said in an interview that she was done with X-Men after the upcoming movie Apocalypse.
We're done with her.
Yeah, she's okay looking, but yeah. You can expect cameos in X-Men Apocalypse from Hugh Jackman.
Oh, boy.
Halle Berry.
Oh, boy.
She will come up later in our top tens, by the way. And Channing Tatum as Gambit.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I know. He's humping the thing again. Bryan Singer also announced that...
Do you want a stuffed animal?
You're going to have to give me a stuffed animal.
Actress Lana Condor, who has no IMDb. Nothing. She will be Jubilee.
Oh.
So her first big role is going to be in the next X-Men movie.
Mm,
her
Jubilee.
First role, period, is Jubilee. And apparently the next casting rumor will be for Psylocke. Now, do you go... Because they convoluted that all in the comics.
Yeah.
Originally, she was a British spy, and then she became an Asian ninja.
Sure.
So, who knows? Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles 2. Yay. They have cast Alessandra Ambrosio, a Victoria's Secret model. She will be playing herself. Yeah.
Stupid.
And apparently it will be titled Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles 2 Half Shell.
She can't be naked enough in that movie for me to watch it.
She won't be naked at all. It's a kid movie.
Then I ain't fucking watching it.
Yeah, I know.
That first one...
Yeah.
Well, I've watched failed medical abortions that were better than the goddamn Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles movie.
I believe
for
that.
Real.
Yeah, he watches weird stuff.
Awful goddamn movie. Jesus Christ.
But I would rather watch Ninja Turtles than this next story. Brett Ratner.
I haven't read that far.
Brett Ratner, who directed Rush Hour.
Oh, Jesus fucking Christ.
Yeah, you already read ahead. He wants to remake Enter the Dragon.
Please.
No.
As a porn.
If Woodrock
Enter the Angry Dragon.
Yeah, if Wood Rocket would do it, I would be okay, but you
Lexington
can't.
Steel.
No.
Get him in there.
You are fascinated with him.
Enter the Dragon with
looks
my
like
wiener.
A tree limb hanging. Jesus Christ. Yeah. No, you can't redo Enter the Dragon. No.
No.
Why not? Who are they gonna have do it?
Good question. Who would
probably
you
a
have?
Black guy.
Jet Li.
No, it's going to be a black guy.
Yeah, it'll be a black guy.
Lexington Steel.
There you go.
All right. Oh, he can be the black guy in the show.
There you go.
Fuck yeah. Get his dong out and fuck kill people with it.
That's Vince, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah.
It was announced that the Russo brothers, who directed Captain America Winter Soldier, they will be directing Avengers Infinity War, Part 1 and 2. I am okay with that as well. Because Joss Whedon has said that he's kind of burned out right now, so okay.
He has lots of guilt from Firefly.
He's got a lot of something.
Hope it eats him inside.
Yeah. Vivica A. Fox will be returning for Independence Day 2, as Will Smith's probably ex-wife in the story. I'm not probably going to watch that. just to be honest.
We're not going to watch that movie.
Yeah. I am kind of excited for this one. Steven Spielberg is going to direct Ready Player One, based off the sci-fi novel. I like that book. Have you read it?
I know I've heard of it. Yeah, hopefully you didn't fuck it up.
Really good. And is this the first Spielberg movie in how long?
He did Minority Report.
It's been quite a while since he's produced 5 years? A lot of stuff. It's been, I'd say, at least 5 years that I can think of.
Hmm.
So... I know he's doing like a new spy movie with Tom Hanks, but Ready Player One will get him back in sci-fi, E.T. area, so I'm alright with that.
I'm right here.
No, you're not. quit it. Kevin Smith has confirmed Jason Lee, Ethan Suple, Shannon Doherty, and I can't think of his name, and I don't have it wrote down, the other guy from Mallrats. Their lead, Jeremy London. All are coming back. Joining Michael Rooker, Muse, Smith, and Stanley.
What about Claire Forlani? Is she going
to
be in
it? He said 7 down, 4 to go. So.
What else is she doing?
That's true.
I mean, come on.
Working at a Jamba Juice.
Oh, man. I can't. What was it? The Jersey trilogy has turned into what?
Jersey.
8 movies now?
Well, let's see. Clerks 2. We're getting Clerks 3.
Mallrats.
Mallrats 2.
Chasing Amy.
James Allen Bob.
Start back. Yeah.
7.
Dogma.
There's 8.
Was Jersey Girl part of that?
No.
That was him
doing a favor and getting a paycheck.
But I think that was...
It was supposed to be...
It wasn't a bad movie.
No, it's not. Just people shit on it because of Affleck.
I thought they shit on it because of Jennifer Lopez.
At the time, they were the same person.
This was
right before Giggly. So.
Yeah.
Giggly.
Marvel has... apparently, they secretly auditioned 16-year-old actor Matthias Ward, who has been on Weeds and Hostages and stuff like that, for the role of Peter Parker for the new Spider-Man movie.
Is he black?
No.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah. So they're going with a very young actor. Hmm. So.
And white.
Yeah.
Yay!
I thought you would be happy.
They're keeping with the storyline of a book.
Yeah. Next story, the Broken Lizard comedy troupe. They started an Indiegogo campaign.
Less than one day.
Yes, and in less than... They were looking for $2 million to fund Super Troopers 2. They said, do it right now. And they hit it in less than one day.
And they still got 26 days left.
Yeah. The more they can raise, the more, as they said, explosions they will have and guest stars.
So. I'm just going to give them a month's paycheck, I think.
There you go. Mike Tyson... and a computer-generated Bruce Lee will be in the upcoming movie Ip Man 3, which is filming right now in China with Donnie Yen starring as Ip Man again. I'm interested to see how that is because I love the first two, but and it's Mike Tyson, so maybe it will be a Chinese mystery.
And his invisible hats.
Yes. You saw it.
I wear mini hats.
I love that. God. It's so stupid. Concept art was released for Will Smith as Deadshot for Suicide Squad. In the comic book, it's a complete full mask, but if Will Smith's your star, you can't hide most of the face. So the bottom half's cut out. You can see his eye. He does have the red laser viewfinder over his other eyes. That looks okay. I'm okay with that.
Yeah, it looks all right.
Like I said, I'm still waiting for the Margot Robbie, Harley Quinn concept art to come out, because I will be all about that.
Margot Kidder? She'd be awesome, Harley.
Yeah, she's legit crazy. Apparently, Jamie Dodd might play El Diablo, and for Suicide Squad, if he does, it will be a small little role, probably as somebody that's locked in Arkham.
Yeah.
But, next thing I have, Marvel may have already cast for Captain Marvel, Carol Danvers, but they are keeping it super top secret, and they may introduce her at the end of Avengers 2. We've talked about this, who would they cast? I've heard everything from Katie Sackhoff to Yvonne Strahovski to Emily Blunt. I'm okay with any of them. But if Marvel's keeping something super top secret in this day and age, it's probably a big deal. So, we'll see. We're, what is it, a month away? Month and a half away from Avengers 2? Something like that?
Yeah.
It's very close, so. I don't understand this. Paramount is moving forward with a movie based on the Key and Peele substitute teacher sketch. Which, thanks to that, I now call everybody named Aaron. I call them A.A. Ron.
Oh, yeah.
It would star Keegan-Michael Key as Mr. Garvey, inner-city substitute who doesn't quite fit in when he's assigned to teach a room full of middle-class white kids. According to the story, Jordan Peele will take on the role of a rival teacher. This has Night at the Roxbury wrote all over it, where they try to take a sketch from a comedy show and turn it into a movie.
Yeah.
I don't know. I wish they would not do this and go back to work on Police Academy that they're supposed to be doing.
Yeah.
So.
What are black people doing teaching white kids?
I have to show you the sketch because it is hilarious.
It is pretty funny.
It is, yeah. But it's a good sketch. It's not like... I think the most famous sketch that was stretched into a movie would be Blues Brothers.
Because
that started as a gimmick sketch, and then they stretched it.
Yeah.
But you could do a whole backstory with that. This, I don't know.
Blues Brothers 2.
1,000.
Was it 2000?
Yeah, yes. It was.
Because yeah. Belushi was dead, so they brought in Goodman. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's watchable.
No.
It's background noise watchable. Just because of music.
Yeah, well, yeah. I'll give you that.
Erykah Badu was the voodoo queen I could have done without. But next story, Idris Elba, there's been a lot about him this week, is in early talks to play the villain in Star Trek III. The movie. Details are being kept under wraps, but it would suggest he could be a Klingon, because they're going to be apparently the bad guys. Yes, no?
I'd see it.
Yeah.
I'm trying to think, though. They're not going to keep... That universe is different than the old one.
Yes.
In the old series, the Klingons went and had their faces genetically done, or facelifts, so they look more human.
Right.
And then later on, with the makeup, whatever. Right.
Yeah.
So...
This is set complete different.
You think... I wonder if they'll try to be normal looking.
Maybe.
I don't know.
I could say maybe.
It might be all right.
Because if you look like the Vulcan, he did have the ears, but they weren't as pronounced as Nimoy's.
Yeah.
So, maybe.
It might be all right. Hell, I don't know.
If the Klingons are the bad guy, I would love to see them bring back... name?
Christopher Lloyd?
No. Yes. But he's... Awesome. No, Worf.
Yeah, but that he wasn't born.
No. I want him as a different Klingon, as like the elder Klingon
Michael Dorn.
Leader. Yeah, Michael Dorn. I could see him bringing him back as like the elder Klingon guy. So,
Christopher Lloyd.
Yes. A lot of people don't know he was the Klingon in the original Star Trek.
In the movie.
Yeah.
It was this...
Two?
What was it?
Two, because...
Three?
It was... Three was Khan.
No, two was Khan.
Yeah, so it would have been three.
Yeah.
Okay.
Shut the fuck up.
Now, explain this to me. Marvel does it. DC's doing it. Lucasfilm does it. Ghostbusters are gonna fucking do it, apparently. But now, Transformers...
All females.
No.
Fuck.
Apparently have looked to... Avika Goldsman, apparently he wrote A Beautiful Mind, which is a good movie. He is going to lead a brain trust of writers with the aim to increase the number of Transformers movie and to start a shared universe spinoff Transformers thing, with the next movie possibly taking place on Cybertron.
We need a GoBots movie.
I would go for GoBots before I would another Transformers with Wahlberg, but that's just me.
Yeah.
You
fuck your Wahlberg.
Fuck you.
This is... I don't know. Stop it.
Please quit.
Yes.
All female Transformers.
Is there a female Transformers?
There'll be Volvos.
There's two.
Instead of Volvos, there'll be Volvos.
As far as I know, there's only two. You have RC from the original animated movie, and then they introduced another one in the comic books. I'm sure there's multiples, but...
There was that one that attacked... What's his name in the movie? When he was in college.
Oh, yeah. The LaBeouf.
Yeah.
The LaBeouf.
Just fucking her in the gas tank.
Yeah.
But not in the exhaust, because that's where it comes out.
That's sodomy.
That's...
got him to giggle.
You can't do him in the exhaust.
That's right.
No,
you
that's
do
bad.
Got to do him in the gas tank.
Right.
It's a little warm.
TV writer Nick Antosca... I think I got that right. He writes for Hannibal. Has been tapped by Paramount to write a new draft of Friday the 13th movie. Michael Bay, Andrew Forman, and Brad Fuller are producing. Which, if Michael Bay is producing a Friday the 13th, every time he hits somebody with the machete, they explode.
That'd be awesome.
He'll be like, whack bang! Whack bang!
When he shows up, he'll just fly... An explosion. He'll just fly.
Yeah.
And land. Explosion.
Damn it.
Please stop.
Speaking of another please stop, WWE and Gene Simmons production company Ebris Pictures have agreed to a co-produce three movies. Horror movies.
Oh, God.
The first will be Temple, written by Matt Slavoni. It follows a team of trained operatives who find themselves trapped inside an isolated military compound after its artificial intelligence is suddenly shut down, and then begin to experience strange and horrific phenomena. Starring John Cena.
And Wahlberg.
Oh my, I don't think John Cena and Mark Wahlberg can be in the same movie without the entire state of Massachusetts exploding.
Yeah.
And since we have listeners there, I don't want that to happen. This is stupid. God, just the one movie WWE needs to do, and the directors have already said, they've asked them, please let us do it, is the Suska twins, who did See No Evil 2, they want to do a origin story for the Bray Wyatt character. The evil cult swamp leader. They want to make that movie, but no, we're going to get fucking Gene Simmons horror movies starring John Cena.
Kiss Meets Scooby-Doo.
Kiss Meets Scooby-Doo.
Those Scooby-Doo movies aren't bad.
The Flintstone one is kind of...
The Flintstones. Flintstones.
There was a rumor floating that Sacha Baron Cohen was going to write, produce, direct, and star in a Freddie Mercury biopic. Brian May came out this morning and said that when their manager said that, it was meant as a joke. He is not going to write, produce, direct, and star in the Freddie Mercury biopic.
Yeah, for one, he's way too Jewish to play a Parsi Indian guy. Just saying.
Yeah.
I'm just saying.
Jamie Foxx is Freddie Mercury. He did Ray Charles.
Could you imagine him?
Yes, that's why I said it.
Okay, what's his name from the Vandals to do it? They did a cover of Don't Stop Me Now.
Yeah. So, yeah, there's that.
Moving along.
Universal Studios has secured American Reunion writer-director team for American Pie 5.
Oh, Jesus.
This is supposed to be the final. This will wrap it up until they have to make more directed DVD.
It'll start off like the Big Chill, where they're all at Tara Reid's funeral.
Because she got ate by fucking Sharknado. has to be how they write it in.
Just tie in a bunch of shitty movies together.
But apparently everybody from the cast, including Shannon Elizabeth, is looking to come back.
There is nothing wrong with the Big Chill, alright?
Okay.
Fuck you!
Nothing wrong with Sharknado either.
I just go back to the guy that was cosplaying it. So.
Wow.
Moving on before this gets into a terrible, terrible argument fight. Stephen Dorff, e-cigarette spokesman.
I love that guy.
He was in Judgment Night, Blade, Immortals.
He was in The Pit? Or The Gate.
The Gate, yes.
I love that movie.
The Hole.
He was in The Hole.
Yes, in The Hole.
It looks like he is going to play Texas Ranger Hal Hartman in the Leatherface prequel. So he's going to be the cop that goes after the kid that becomes Leatherface.
I don't know if I can... I don't know.
Whatever.
As long as he's smoking an e-cigarette, I don't care.
Is Toby Hooper involved with that in any way?
I don't know. I think he might be executive producing.
Yeah, get that fucking out of here.
Hey, shut up. That's our whiteboard that tells us what the hell we're... You're actually on the whiteboard. Vince, website. Yeah.
I have a job.
Yeah, you do.
Fuck.
You gotta edit this, too.
Yeah.
I don't want to.
Next thing.
I can come over and help you.
No, I'm gonna make you happy, so you do all the jobs you're supposed to do.
As long as you don't show me anything weird on your computer.
Or wear your bathrobe. You ready to be happy again?
Yeah.
Sony has announced Robotech franchise deal.
I hope they don't fuck it up. Oh my god, I hope they don't fuck it up.
Immortals and 300 producers. I can't even pronounce that. There's too many U's and too many N's.
Johnny Denari.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Mark Canton are developing Robotech with Michael Gordon, who did 300 and the second G.I. Joe movie, which were all action heavy. Set to provide the screenplay, the team will, quote, bring their modern sensibility to the tentpole, reintroducing today's audience to the Robotech universe. Sony is hoping that this will spawn a franchise. You and I are the generation that grew up with Robotech.
Yeah.
Explain it for the people that don't understand.
Robotech, what happened was, is that on Earth, there was a giant ship that crashed. It was the SDF-1. And what happened was that years went by and they learned how to reverse engineer it, and they went into space to fight a group of people called the Zentradi. Well, they start making these huge mechs to fight them because the Zentradi are like 50 feet tall. They're huge. So it's just, it's a mech movie is what it is. It's the daddy of all mech movies, basically.
Pacific Rim in space.
Pacific Rim can eat a dick compared to Robotech.
Really?
That's true. Yeah.
Yeah.
I really
I hope they don't fuck it up.
This is one of those that, please God, don't let them fuck this one up.
Bro, we role played it a lot. We played Robotech, and takes forever to make a character. But maybe since they're doing Robotech, they'll do riffs.
Ooh,
they do riffs.
Yeah, Vince will make all types of
funny noises.
Funny noises. Things. Yep. So yeah, I'm a big Robotech fan. So
yeah,
please don't fuck this one up.
Please don't fuck it up.
You're Sony. I'll give you this Amazing Spider-Man 2 as your fuck up. Don't mess up.
Please don't Robotech. Fuck up Robotech.
But all right, our next story. This was surprising, considering that he came out about a month ago and said he wants to play this character till he dies. Hugh Jackman has announced that the upcoming Wolverine movie will probably be his last as the character.
Because they're going to stop making them, right?
Yeah, we'll see. Death of Wolverine. Or it could be Old Man Logan. So, we'll see. And we'll move to this next picture I'm putting on the big screen for everybody to look at.
Yay!
Ryan Reynolds tweeted out the picture of him in the Deadpool official suit.
It's fantastic.
Him laying on the bearskin rug in front of the fire. It's an homage to the Burt Reynolds film, The Cosmopolitan Man. And to let you know how the people behind the Deadpool movie are keeping the humor going, the official Deadpool movie Twitter account only follows one other account. Hello Kitty. So that's the type of humor that you're going to get. So they released the synopsis for the movie. It reads, based on Marvel Comics' most unconventional anti-hero, Deadpool tells the origin story of former Special Forces operative turned mercenary Wade Wilson, who after being subjected to a rogue experiment that leaves him with accelerated healing powers, adopts the alter ego Deadpool. Armed with his new abilities and a dark, twisted sense of humor, Deadpool hunts down the man who nearly destroyed his life. I don't care about the story. I just want the comedy and dead people.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
And chimichangas.
Yeah. It needs to have at least an X rating.
It should, but we'll be lucky to get an R.
Fuck. If it's PG-13, I'm not going to go see it.
Man. That's my worry. They're going to have to go R with this.
Yeah. At least.
And if it does good with an R rating, other comic book movies could go, but not Disney.
Right.
This would be your X-Men, your Fantastic Four, sucker.
Blacktastic Four?
Yeah. Could look and go, hey, they made millions and millions of dollars with an R movie. Let's go that way. So, yeah. Here's hoping.
Take your kids.
Yeah, take your kids.
The kids already like the damn trailer.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Maureen walks around the damn house. That's my shit. That's my shit. Like, really?
Yep. Comic book news real quick. Marvel is going to debut all new, all different Avengers for Free Comic Book Day, which is May 2nd. The team was being revealed one character at a time all this last week. It's finally all out. Your new team will be Thor. The female Roz Thor.
Yeah.
Miss Marvel, Kamala Khan, Nova, Vision, Captain America, Falcon, Iron Man, and Spider-Man, Miles Morales. Jaden Smith. No. So we know at least Miles makes it out of Secret Wars. We know Cap makes it out. Kamala Khan makes it out.
Jaden Smith.
No.
No.
Just saying.
If you read the Miles Morales comic,
it's going to fucking happen.
It's a great story, yes. And Jaden Smith would fucking ruin it.
It looks like this Avengers team is going to be a legacy team, with a majority of them being somebody that has taken over the mantle of a previous hero. So, I'm okay with that. Marvel also showed a lineup for Uncanny Inhumans, which they're trying to basically get rid of X-Men, and here's your new Uncanny team.
Daisy likes it rough.
It looks like it will be Inhuman Queen Medusa, two of the new humans, Inferno and Nausea. They've added the Human Torch to the team since Fantastic Four is ending. They are also joined by a new human, Iso, and one of Medusa's royal family, Triton. Yeah, I know. At least it's over in the corner of the room, damn it.
Yeah.
Marvel Editor-in-Chief Alex Alonso said that they are going to build an entire new world of characters for the X-Men that will be coming out of Secret Wars. He said, "The X-Men office is taking the opportunity of Secret Wars to build an entire new world for the characters, to create a shared universe within the X-books that's set off by a huge event, surprise, blah, blah, blah. At that point, they're going to introduce a new team that feels unlike anything you've ever seen before. It will be extraordinary." So my guess is, yeah. So basically, we're not going to cancel the X-Men books because they make us still too much money, even though we don't own the rights to the movies. But we're going to put them way over there in your own fucking universe, so you're not messing with 616 Marvel movies.
Yeah.
So.
Whatever.
Yep. I have one thing for video game news, and that is Aaron Black from the Mortal Kombat X comic book is confirmed for the video game. He is a dual gun, at least from the trailer, dual gun wielding cowboy. Did I show you the trailer?
Yeah, you showed
me.
Okay.
I am new. But yeah.
I'm Justin.
I'm all excited for this game.
Yeah, it's getting better every time I see something new about it.
Yeah, I'm ready for it. That's all I got for video game news.
I don't have very much video game news
either. There wasn't a lot. I tried to look for some, but...
All I know is that Pillars of Eternity came out the 26th.
Mm-hmm.
It is getting huge fucking rave reviews.
Really?
Yeah, I guess it's pretty damn good. It's Obsidian. Well, yeah, Obsidian. I'm thinking Black Isle. They used to be Black Isle. Made it.
Mm-hmm.
The old Baldur's Gate game?
Yeah.
That's them.
Okay.
So it's basically Baldur's Gate. Yeah.
15?
Right. Yeah. It's getting really good reviews, but I've also read some really bad reviews for it, too.
Hmm.
I mean, and people aren't like, oh, this game sucks. They're more like, you know, well...
Not
you know,
what they were expecting.
It's glitchy, it's buggy. There's parts in it that, you know, you can't really... I don't know. I'm waiting. I want it, but I...
Wait and see?
I'll wait and see. Yeah. Somebody said Reading Simulator 2015.
A book?
Yeah. I mean, I like RPGs and stuff, but...
Yeah.
I need more action, baby.
You need goats.
So I'm playing that one again.
Goat Simulator?
No, my boy has that.
Hatred?
No.
Not yet.
Not yet.
He looked directly into the camera.
I will own that game. What is that?
I'm just glad that that's the clip they're going to use after you go on a mass shooting spree on the news.
I'm going to buy the game!
Can't wait!
Divinity Original Sin.
Okay.
I'm playing that now, which is really good.
Is it?
Yeah.
Good.
So I got nothing.
Okay.
Video games suck.
Well, for now. We're getting closer to E3, though. So everybody's kind of... You think they're waiting, holding back their stuff for E3? Or?
I don't know. I'm glad they've released the game, but maybe with a few new patches, it'll be solid.
Okay, we will go on to professional wrestling news. Tonight is the biggest night in professional wrestling. It is the kickoff show to the most important day, the Raw after WrestleMania. So, basically, I have this
first... You gonna watch it?
No, he won't watch it. I will. This is just this first story shows you just how out of touch Vince McMahon is with his audience. If this would have happened 10 years ago, this would have been great. Tap Out clothing and brand is now the official fitness and training partner of WWE. Thanks for being a decade behind the time.
Tap Out clothing for douchebags.
Yeah. Well, they're trying to actually that group that started Tap Out sold it, and now it's owned by a conglomerate, and they're trying to rebrand. Yeah. So.
Oh, so it's going to be, they're trying to broaden their base to a bunch of bigger douchebags.
Yeah.
They make your size?
No. Oh. Douche hefty bag. So. I knew somebody was going to make the joke. I just said, fuck it, I'll do it. The go-home Raw for WrestleMania was absolutely garbage. Or actually, it was okay until you got to the very end. You've built up Brock Lesnar as this unstoppable force. So Roman Reigns comes out, and Lesnar holds up the belt, like, I am the champ. And Reigns just rips it out of his hand. And basically, they get into a little six-year-old tug-of-war over a toy. And that's how you're supposed to get people to buy WrestleMania. Okay. But that was pointless. But the next day...
Did you buy it?
I had the network, so it's... I get it kind of for free. Instead of paying $65 for it, I just pay $10 a month.
Do you feel like you're getting cheated?
No.
Really?
Because I love watching all the old stuff.
Oh, okay.
And I got to watch Hall of Fame last night, which was... it was really good, but it went really long. It ended up being 4 hours. Everyone cried when Ultimate Warrior's wife came out and inducted the little cancer kid. Lanny Poffo did great putting in his brother, the Macho Man.
The cancer kid.
Yeah, look up Connor the Crusher and then have tissues ready because you'll cry. Medusa was awesome. Rikishi was okay, but I was surprised he did not mention Brian Christopher or Scotty, who he was teamed up with. Both Bushwhackers showed up, which I was wondering if they both would. They did fine. It was okay. It just went really long. Brock Lesnar did announce on ESPN that he has ended his MMA career and that he has re-signed with WWE for, I believe he said, 3 years. So that leads us into WrestleMania predictions real quick. Your kickoff show, or your first part of the kickoff show, because why would you want tag team titles on the actual main card? Cesaro and Tyson Kidd as your champs versus New Day versus Los Matadors versus the Usos. Basically, let's put every race against each other. This is Race Fight 2015.
Oh, nice.
You have Samoans, Puerto Ricans, Blacks, and a Swiss guy and a Canadian. So, Cesaro and Tyson Kidd should keep the belts. Your next match... Actually, your other kickoff match is the Andre the Giant Battle Royal, which is everybody that's not in a match is thrown into a Battle Royal. Your winner will be Sheamus.
What'd you look at me for?
Because you look a lot like him.
No, Vince looks like Jesse Jackson... Skin-wise, compared to Sheamus.
Oh, yeah, Sheamus is like
Sheamus
white,
looks
white.
Like a gallon of fucking milk. Yeah.
Yeah, he looks like powder.
Yeah, he does. Yeah, shave his head and have him touch a kid.
Whoa.
Ooh.
Somebody was going to say it, or at least think it. Your next match, Randy Orton versus Seth Rollins. I'm picking Seth Rollins. Diva tag match, because this needs time on the show. Bella Twins versus AJ and Paige. AJ and Paige will win because the title's not on the line. AJ will pin Brie Bella.
With her vagina.
In her face.
I'd pay to see that.
$9.99. Your next match will be Rusev versus Cena.
He's wearing a hat that says, you can't see me.
Yeah, LOL, Cena wins. There you go.
Hey, we can do that now.
God. Yes, and for those wondering, they just did do the John Cena hand thing for the YouTube video.
That's so right.
There's that. Apparently, Rusev is going to get a special entrance with Russian soldier or actors playing Russian soldiers. I'm sure Cena will get something. I hope to God he comes out to James Brown's Living in America. But
Living with a hernia.
Living with a hernia, yeah. Your next match, Undertaker versus Bray Wyatt.
Fucking Undertaker looks like...
That's last year's picture. He looks a lot better now. He's been training for about the last 8 months and looks he's in really good shape. Somebody got pictures of him at the hotel last night. His wife,
from the waist down.
Actually, from waist up. It's him on the phone going, like, weirded out. Somebody's sneaking around taking a picture of him, so. But,
who's that fucking guy?
That's the boogeyman, and he's coming to get you. Oh. He used to eat worms in the ring.
Oh.
And then throw them up on people.
Oh.
No, yeah. I didn't like that character. Bray should win this. But Undertaker will, I guess, because I don't think they're going to have Undertaker lose two WrestleManias in a row, but shit, I didn't think they'd have him lose last year, so. Your Intercontinental title ladder match. Daniel Bryan, Stardust, Dolph Ziggler, Luke Harper, Dean Ambrose, Crazy Ass R-Truth, and Wade Barrett.
And the guy from Fast and Loud.
Oh, this guy?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's Luke Harper, yeah. Your winner should be Wade Barrett, but it will probably be Daniel Bryan. I just hope that nobody gets seriously hurt, because they're going to go out there and try to do crazy shit.
It's choreographed.
Not really.
It's
predetermined. But the actual moves aren't... Some of them, if it's like a giant spot stunt, like they did one where Edge was laid up on a giant ladder, and Jeff Hardy jumped off of a bigger ladder in the ring and went through him. That was kind of pre-worked out, but most of it's just kind of seat of your pants, see what happens.
Hmm.
We already talked about the Andre Battle Royal. Sting versus Triple H, the match that probably should have happened 15 years ago.
Is he going to pray first?
Probably before he comes out, yes.
Does he do that?
He'll do it backstage. I mean, he won't come out and pray. He's not Shawn Michaels, for Christ's sake. Get it? Christ's sake? Fuck you, it's Sunday. Sting will win this, and he will not wrestle in a t-shirt. I'm calling this at 1 o'clock p.m. before the show. He will not wrestle in a t-shirt. It will be... Sting is in good shape, so the rumor... Everybody was worried that, you know, he's in crap shape. He'll wrestle in a t-shirt, and it'll look terrible. Now, the trainer that's been working out with him accidentally put a video out on Facebook last night, and Sting's ripped. Well, he sent it as a thing, but there were clips of people training in the gym, and one of them was Sting, just kind of off to the side. He's ripped again, so. Sting will win. In your main event, Bork Laser versus The Rock's cousin. Bork wins. Bork smash.
Bork.
Unless they Roman somehow wins, and then Seth Rollins cashes in the golden briefcase. Meh. Bork should win. And that's your WrestleMania. We have nothing for sports because NCAA is still happening, but
yeah,
Sting and Flair back in the day.
Fuck yeah.
Woo! Yeah. He inducted Fujinami last night.
Fujinami.
Yep. For the Hall of Fame. They can't see your phone. But yeah.
I try.
That's funny. We'll go to music news.
What do you got?
I have nothing.
I got quite a few things.
All right.
Ooh. OTEP.
Bless you.
It's a female-led band. They dropped off the Civil Unrest tour, alleging that frontwoman Shamaya was sexually assaulted by the singer of an opening act.
Really?
Yeah.
She's an angry lesbian, by the way.
Oh, yeah. She's nuts.
OTEP?
OTEP. Not OTEP.
Huh.
There's a band that...
Dude, I want to see her. I want to see angry lesbians.
Yeah,
I want to see militant angry feminist.
Oh, if I had a dollar for every time Vince has said I want to see angry lesbians.
Ooh.
You can continue.
Continue.
I'm picking around here.
Scott Weiland. You heard this?
Speaking of angry
lesbians. He's back on the horse?
Speaking of angry lesbians.
Yeah. In a big way. What would you... Like, if you went to meet Scott Weiland, what would you expect it would be like?
heroin needles all over the damn floor.
Yeah, that's who I would, yeah.
Okay, well, he was apparently an asshole to somebody at a meet and greet and told them that they should go suck a dick or something to that effect.
Oh, yeah, why would you, yeah.
Yeah,
and it's big news, apparently. And then he apologized for it. He said, let's go suck a dick. I don't remember. He's fucking weird.
Yeah.
She looks...
Yeah. She's nuts.
Yeah, she's...
She was sexually assaulted, huh?
Apparently.
What'd he do?
It didn't really say in the story I read, but...
Hi, how are you? Do you have the time?
But there was a... Yeah.
Sorry, good morrow, my lady.
Well, apparently the organizers of Civil Unrest Tour said that there was a money issue, and that's why they dropped off the tour.
That makes more sense.
Yeah.
Blaming guys for that shit.
Yep.
Yeah. And then Ozzy Osbourne is having surgery, and Ozfestia in Mexico has been canceled. And they're offering refunds.
Yeah, 5 pesos.
Fuck Ozzy.
Yeah.
Hey, I like Ozzy.
Apparently, Trent Reznor is working for Apple.
Why not?
To redevelop their streaming music app.
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
It might not be too bad.
Oh, boy.
It good. Might not be too bad.
Yeah, it's, I mean, Trent Reznor.
Just give it time, baby. Yeah. You could get the Pono. Pono. Poyo.
Poyo?
Poyo, the... The
the hell, you're Neil, Irish Mexican just got to try to my escape.
Fucking Neil Young.
Oh, fucking
triangle box thing.
Commie.
Yeah. It's almost like vinyl, but not quite.
Yeah. It's like he's almost a commie, but not quite. Yeah.
I like Neil Young.
He's a commie.
Good news, Scott Stapp is out of rehab.
And he's in the bar.
Oh, all the praying I did to the Lord.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
And then my final story. Happy Birthday is apparently copyrighted by Warner/Chappelle. So, I sang it yesterday.
You're going to get sued.
I'm going to get sued.
Happy Birthday's been copyrighted for a long time.
Really?
Yeah.
Hmm.
There's a bunch of songs that are copyrighted you can't use.
Yeah. But it's apparently going to court because of some documentary type thing that used the Happy Birthday song in it, and they didn't pay royalties. And so they're
Christ.
Going to court over it. Some
money grubbing asses.
Yep, just a bunch of boo shit.
That it?
That's all I got. All
right, your song of the week this week from the band Unseelie. What? No, I couldn't find. We'll have to discuss this. I couldn't find the Nigel Peppercock thing. Everything I could find sounded really bad quality. Well, granted, it's a Nigel Peppercock, but
the show is really bad quality.
Hey!
It fits in.
Yeah, that's true. But, Unseelie, a band from France. They sound like Evanescence. Check out their Twitter, @UnseelieBand. UnseelieE.
You can smell them through the music.
Easy killer. their song, this is the song Hunter's Game off of their album Urban Fantasy. So, here you go.
Me. The rising as the night falls on the girl. You won't try to run. You shall give yourself like a school girl. Then I go kind of games and I kill with no shame. You will give in to so much greatness. They won't let you go, but they will make you scream. But if in the heart of pain you find this, some kind of delight. Oh, don't you want to hold and raise you up, feel alive, just as they say you don't.
Shining Wizards is a weekly wrestling podcast that brings you the ups, downs, ins, and outs of this great sport. Join Kevin, Matt, Tony, and Eddie as they bring to you the latest news, the greatest reviews, and of course, the biggest names in the professional wrestling business. They're serious, they're funny, they're entertaining. They are the Shining Wizards, available on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, and at ShiningWizards.com. It's wrestling talk and talk about wrestling. Proud members of the Shining Wizards Network, available at ShiningWizardsNetwork.com.
What's up? It's Mike from The Midnight Jury. The Midnight Jury is a podcast where you, the listener, are able to be transported back to the 80s and 90s every Friday to talk about everything pro wrestling, pop culture, and horror. From segments such as My 5 Fun Facts in Under 2 Minutes and Adam's Finally Rediscovered, to past guests such as Jake the Snake Roberts, Buff Bagwell, and the horror icon, Chucky himself, Ed Gale, you will find yourself going back to the days before iPhones and social media, to when it was all about records, Walkmans, arcades, and malls. Find us on Facebook and Twitter and join myself and my co-host Adam every Friday on The Midnight Jury. Available on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, and Audioboo for the Shining Wizards Network, and Fridays at 5, 4 Central to start your weekend on Geek Life Radio. ShiningWizardsNetwork.com. Entertainment here.
Hey, this is the Impact player, Mr. Phil Rea from the Turnbuckle Throwbacks Wrestling Podcast, inviting all of you, when you're done with this podcast, head back on over to ShiningWizardsNetwork.com. That's right, ShiningWizardsNetwork.com. You can download the latest edition of the Turnbuckle Throwbacks Wrestling Podcast. We're on iTunes, Stitcher, Audio Boo, Buzzsprout, Geek Life Radio, and every single Wednesday, live, 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on RantEMRadio.com. So if you want to listen to the current, to the way back, we're the new recognized symbol of excellence in sports entertainment broadcasting, the Turnbuckle Throwbacks Wrestling Podcast.
Hey everybody, this is Neil C.
And Annalise from the Dark Angels and Pretty Freaks podcast.
Get ready to have your earholes experience awesomeness as you listen to the latest from the Inconclusive Breakdown podcast.
And we're back. We're getting into our listener questions this week. We had a few. So what will the show be like at number 500? This was after I put on that this was our anniversary show. What do you think the show will be like at 500 since this is 50?
We won't make it that long.
I'm surprised we made it this long, to be completely honest.
We'll all be filthy fucking rich when we won't have to do it anymore.
That's probably true. I figure
flying cars and shit.
I figure if we get that far, Timmy will be calling in from the road doing his comedy shows. I'll probably be making movies. You guys will probably be helping.
I'll be in jail for a hate crime.
Well, shit, that might be next week.
That could be any time.
That could be any time. Next question. What's the worst gift you've ever received?
Herpes.
That would be bad.
Gift that keeps on giving. I don't know.
I don't think I've ever received a bad gift.
That's a joke, people.
That's a joke.
I don't know. Clothes when I was a kid.
Socks when you're a kid.
When you're a kid. You don't want that fucking winter sweater.
You want
that looks
Voltron
like,
and you get socks.
Ugly sweaters weren't intentionally cool now, they were just, hey, here's a sweater. And it sucked ass.
Yeah.
Like, oh, thanks, a fucking sweater.
Yeah.
From the family members who are rich, who could afford to give you shit.
Yes.
Here's a sweater.
Yeah. Have you ever peed yourself while laughing? Yes.
Probably when I was younger, yeah.
You never have? Have you ever passed out from laughing?
I've almost passed out from laughing. On this show, I've almost passed out from laughing.
I think that would be Moon Cricket episode.
I think it was Moon Cricket.
Or when Mississippi
Blue Gums. Yeah.
Yeah.
Rampant racism on the show.
Yeah. Movie, music, and video game anniversary releases. Are they necessary or are they a complete waste of time? What are some examples of good and bad anniversary editions? Movie-wise, if they add extra features or extra commentary,
yeah,
you know, those can be good. Video game-wise,
I never buy it.
No,
they're doing HD video game stuff.
Yeah,
I don't really. I'm not into that.
Yeah, music-wise. Not really. I mean, if it's remastered and they fix the audio, but I mean,
they're good about once a year. It seems like they re-release a Jeff Buckley album or something that they've remastered or found some more shit. And, and I'm just a sucker enough to go out and buy the goddamn.
I'm not
thing.
Even gonna do my Jeff Buckley joke. Just
go ahead, do your Jeff Buckley joke.
It's on video.
Yeah.
That's on video.
These people are cocksuckers.
I'm telling you, Jamie Foxx as Freddie Mercury. What are some of the most haunted places in the U.S., and are they actually haunted, or is it just BS? The person says he remembers at Walmart us talking about one that was supposedly so haunted that there was an award of some kind if you could make it through the night there. Do you remember this? Because I don't.
I don't either.
I don't either.
That must have been Dan.
It might have been Dan to mention something like that. Haunted places in general. What are some of the most haunted places, and do you believe it?
I don't know.
Eastern State Penitentiary comes to mind.
Who?
Yeah.
Eastern State Penitentiary.
What the fuck's that?
Is it Pennsylvania? I want to say it's Pennsylvania.
Central State. Here in Indy. Well, the old Central State.
Yeah.
Jacoby Road.
Yeah. Do you believe it? Haunted, not haunted,
I think it's all bullshit.
Yeah.
I want proof. I want physical proof.
Yeah, not Ghost Adventures.
Yeah.
Shaky cam.
Where that guy roids out and...
Yeah.
The roid guy.
What is it, Zach? Yeah.
Zach. It's a ghost.
Yeah.
Zach Baggins. Bilbo's,
Bilbo's roided out cousin. Okay. Oh, God. We got to get into this one. How does that controversial bill getting signed affect the conventions that me and Mr. Short like to attend? I know a lot of people are speaking out and trying to boycott Indiana. First things first. Indiana is the 19th state to pass this.
Yeah.
There is a federal law signed by Clinton in 93, drawn up by one of the uber liberals that...
Reno?
No, it was a congressman. I can't think of his name. Probably that one-eyed bastard.
Byrd?
A lot of people don't understand that he was head of the Klan.
I love Robert Byrd.
He's dead now.
Yeah.
It's a bad law.
It's
the,
not.
The way it's... The Indiana version, the way it's written was bad.
I don't know. I read it, and it didn't seem like it was...
I think a lot of people are trying to turn it into something it's not.
I think it's the selfishness that is going on with the lesbian gay community, and I'm being nice.
Yes, you are.
I am holding it back.
Because, trust me, before we started recording...
it reads like, if you own a business, the government can't step in and tell you how to do it. So if somebody wants, I don't know, a gay biker fucking Jesus in the ass with a cake, you know, made.
Right.
As the proprietor of said business, I can say, no, I don't believe in that.
Right.
And you can't get in trouble. I think the big problem here is that it doesn't only affect Christians, but it affects everyone.
Yes.
The government can't stop tell you how you can live. So, you know, once you get into that, you start getting to, like, Sharia, you know, how far do you take it now? You know
Anytime
what I mean?
Anytime a law like this is passed, and one, personally, this is just me, I don't want the government dicking in anything, ever. Mm.
But we have the Constitution that says we have the freedom of religion. So, I mean, that alone should be, I know, I say that.
Constitution.
I'm crazy.
You see the guy that's living in the big White House.
I know.
He's a constitutional lawyer.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
I'm just saying.
But I don't want the government telling me how to do anything.
No.
I think this was wrote so people didn't get sued because so many people are, oh, I'm offended, I'm going to sue.
Yeah.
One, being offended is a feeling. That's like saying, oh, I'm sad at this movie, I'm going to sue Sony for making it.
Yeah.
No, you're fucking retarded. Stop it. So, it's a bad law. The way it's worded and the way everybody's either, one, hiding behind their religion, or two, trying to come out and make it towards their agenda.
Suck it up, faggots.
All right. I should just end it with that. Our governor has come out and said that he is open to clarification of the law if it is passed by our legislature. But everybody, Gen Con came out and said, we're looking to move if this gets signed. One, Gen Con is signed in through a contract through 2020.
Yeah.
So you ain't going nowhere.
Well, they said they'd break it.
Really?
Yeah.
So
who cares, though? I mean, we're still going to get paid.
Yeah, and I wouldn't go to Gen Con anyway because it's too damn expensive.
It is way too expensive. But I would like to go to Gen Con, but god damn, $75 a day?
Good lord.
Yeah. And now you have things like the NCAA is saying we're going to look at maybe not bringing Final Four here anymore. NFL is going, you may not get a Super Bowl like we would again anyway. George Takei came out and said boycott Indiana. Hillary Clinton came out and said boycott Indiana. The mayors of San Francisco and Seattle said we are canceling all travel to the entire state of Indiana. But
I don't see a problem with any of this so far. If you're trying to get me to be against this.
If there's 19 other states that have this law and a federal law, why aren't you boycotting all of them?
Yeah.
Or is it just, it's in the news because their governor might run for president?
That's it.
Yeah. Ding. I finally figured it out. There you go.
I don't know. They need to just shut the fuck up and read it. Just read the bill. It doesn't read anything. There's no pitchforks or torches. We're not lynching anybody. God damn. Really?
Yeah. Well, Mike, he's also messing with some kind of labor.
Yeah, he's getting rid of the common wage.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, so there's that going on. There's a lot going on in state that's kind of crazy right now. We had a black state senator.
They're going to get rid of the Black Expo?
No, because that's not racist. Wink. Oh. A black state senator came out a couple days ago and said that another state senator's toddler was racist. You don't see that on the news. There's a lot of weird stuff in Indiana right now. This bill's going to get challenged in court. If it's not rewritten by the legislature, it'll go to the Supreme Court. Supreme Court will decide. There you go. That's what's going to happen.
And they'll decide against it.
Yeah.
Why can't we argue about something good like beer on Sunday?
We tried. That failed. Because
there's no liquor sales Sunday in the state of Indiana.
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't know. People who are watching this shit.
The stores.
There's something wrong.
Stores are against it. Walmart came out against that law.
Fuck them.
I know. We're all anti-Walmart here.
Yeah, fuck Walmart.
All right, next question. It's our political hour podcast will be coming up next. Do you think the threats of Gen Con pulling out and blah, blah, blah? Yeah, we just went over that. The new teaser for the James Bond movie Spectre. Looking pretty good already, they say. I liked it.
Sorry. Yeah, I would admit.
You get the silhouette outline of
League of Extraordinary Gentlemen.
No, the bad guy. My brain is completely
lost. Dr. Claw?
Yes, Dr. Claw. The video thingy made a funny sound, so Short is investigating. His beard taking up the entire frame.
It says end.
And apparently we're done recording there. Eventually, we will figure out the video for
no video.
Yeah.
Oh, all right, I can put my pants back on.
Your card is full.
There's no way we recorded 16 gigs.
What do you have the resolution set at? 1080p?
That is a 16 gigabyte card.
We'll figure that out sometime. All right.
Timmy set it on the highest resolution it can go. It's like a gig a minute.
Next question is, who's the best boss you've ever had and why?
That sucks.
I didn't like any of my bosses, really. Well, there was a couple at Walmart that I got along with. Technically, your brother was my boss at one time.
Yeah. That's weird.
We didn't do shit. Actually, I take that back. We did a lot of shit.
Of course, I was kind of your boss at one time.
Yeah, that's true.
Timmy was kind of your boss at one time.
Were you?
He was a department manager.
Yeah. Well, I mean, technically, yeah. But best bosses is the one that just don't micromanage.
Yeah.
Here, do this.
Yeah, the boss I have right now is not too bad. Hardly ever see her at work.
Yeah.
She hot?
She's all right, yeah.
She listen to the show?
No.
Okay.
Okay.
You hope not?
Yeah.
Yeah, if a boss just leaves you alone and
comes back an hour later, young? Yep, awesome.
Cool, yep.
Yep.
That's perfect for me. National championship. This pertains to the basketball. Who's going to win?
Purdue.
No, they're already out. Kentucky barely, like last second shot, beat Notre Dame last night. And I think that was going to be their hardest challenge. So my guess is still Kentucky. So
I have no idea.
Okay.
The guys that are good at playing with balls.
Yep. Well, our last listener question.
I am.
That's how you got it on the show.
The video's not going anymore.
No, it's not.
That sucks.
I know. Can't make silly gestures with my hands.
Well, you can. It just makes me giggle. What is the weirdest customer that you can remember from your Walmart years? Were they regular customers? Or otherwise, what was the strangest request you've ever had?
weirdest customer. Do you? I don't know if you guys remember, but there was an old guy that come in like every day, and he would tell you the same story every day.
Well, that's because it was new to him every day.
$20. I found $20 in the parking lot.
Yeah, that guy.
That he got kicked out.
Yeah, he did.
Yeah, he was banned from Walmart. Fucking creeper.
I messed with so many drunk people at Walmart. It wasn't funny.
I didn't drop nothing.
Yeah. Yeah, that guy.
I sold so many starfruit to drunk people. It was amazing.
Starfruit.
Because you convince them that what you do is you freeze it and you cut it up and you have little star ice cubes in your drink. Oh man, that's fantastic. I'll take all of them. Okay, because they're just going to go in the trash anyway. I'm making money. But
I had a lady.
I didn't get paid on sales. So.
I had this lady. I was helping her in her pet department, and she fucking farted. And he's like, "Whoa, you know." And I'm just trying to. She's like, "I'm sorry, I farted." And she seemed normal.
Yeah.
And then I was trying to poop in the stall, and this kid, it was locked. The stall was locked, right? It was shut. And he's jiggling the fucking door. And he pushes it in and he sees me, right?
Yeah.
And he goes, ugh! Like this, with his hands up. I'm like, motherfucker, you walked in on me.
Yeah. Yeah, that would scar a kid.
That's fucked up.
What a piece of shit.
We had the, every month the handicap bus would come in. I didn't know how to word it. I'm the train. And the reason we call it a train is because they all kept them in single file. And there would always be the one that would go, cookies, and take off. He could be on the other side of the store, like over by Sporting Goods, and all of a sudden you would just hear as loud as you could, cookies! And just, poof, and just gone, like the fucking caboose of the train took off. And you'd see the poor, like, two workers for 30 people. One of them has to go chasing this one. That leaves 29 mentally challenged people with this one poor person working minimum wage that just gets that look on her face like, they're going to fucking eat me.
And I cannot, every time I see that, anywhere I go, fucking Johnny Cash,
yeah.
Folsom Prison Blues.
Yeah, I saw him at the bank the other day, and I was like, I just turned around and got back in the car.
Every time I see him.
Yeah.
I hear the train coming.
Yeah.
Coming around the bend.
The weirdest request at a Walmart, I know the John put on there that skunk urine was one of the weirdest requests he had. I had a request for durian fruit, which smells like shit. Tastes like shit. It's one of those, we had a little Vietnam guy come in. And
of course he did.
Well, I thought they were restaurant guy. Yeah. Or however they talk. Charlie.
Oh!
That's French.
Whatever.
But, yeah, I think that's probably the worst. Walmart is, if you want to study people, if you're an anthropologist, you should just fucking camp out in a Walmart.
Intern as a social anthropologist at Walmart.
Yeah. Yeah. That would go fantastic. It is time. You want to, let's do our casting first. That way we can end with the worst comic book movies ever. Our casting this week is the story DC Comics did, Forever Evil. I'll run down the character list real quick.
Rod Stewart sing that?
Forever Young.
Oh.
And every time I hear that song, for some reason, I think of Rocky Dennis from Mask.
That's awful.
The little redhead boy with the fro? The dude that looks like his face was made of putty and somebody slammed him up against the wall? Yeah.
You're an awful human.
You're the one that sings Johnny Cash when the retards go walking around.
Oh, hey, God. There's no retards on the show, okay?
Yeah. Brother's
not here. The dinger's not here.
All right, your list of characters for Forever Evil is Lex Luthor, Bizarro, Black Adam, Sinestro, Black Manta, Two-Face, Black Hand. A lot of blacks in this one. Superwoman, Ultraman, and Johnny Quick.
And I really wanted Timmy to be here. So I could buck it up. Yeah. I mean, just butcher it.
I got Idris Elba as Lex Luthor. No,
yeah.
Well, it's weird because the only ones out of the ones that are named Black, there's only one that's actually Black in the comic book. Yeah. So.
He'd be Luthor. It sounds like a black man named Luthor. Man.
Yeah. So where you want to start? You want to start with Lex, or you want to start with Johnny Quick at the bottom?
Just start at the top.
Maybe. All right. Who's your Lex Luthor?
Mine, Julian McMahon.
From Nip Tuck.
Yeah.
Yeah. That would work. Now, he wasn't the one that they had play... Was he the one that played Dr. Doom?
Yep.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. I won't hold that against him.
Michael Rosenbaum.
You're
I like to, him.
He did it well.
He's yeah.
He's also the voice of Flash for the animated.
Really?
Yes.
I know that.
Yep. For my Lex Luthor, I got John Hamm.
Nice.
Yeah. Balled
he
him
was
up.
Magneto, and, wasn't he?
No. He was on Mad Men, and he should have been Batman. But
he was in some kind of superhero movie, wasn't he?
I don't think he's ever been in a superhero movie, has he?
Maybe I cast him in one.
I think that might have been. Bizarro.
Bizarro.
Yep.
I got Patrick Warburton.
That fits. I can see that.
Just like the Tick.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Ron Perlman. Because he's an ugly, ugly man.
That is true. I went with somebody not ugly. Scott Eastwood.
Really?
Clint's boy. Because I went, he can look like a Superman, but he doesn't have to talk. So,
yeah.
You fit the body profile, so. And you can just be a Lex's little puppy. Black Adam. Now, coming up, The Rock has been cast as Black Adam for upcoming.
I casted The Rock, too.
Did you?
Yeah.
Yeah, so did I.
Really? I went with Jason Momoa. I went with the guy that got to play Aquaman as Black Adam.
Yeah,
so.
That's not bad.
Yeah, I think The Rock was good casting. So, Sinestro, who was he in the Green Lantern movie?
Yes.
Yes. And I can't even
remember. I don't think I've ever seen
it. I can't.
It
wasn't bad.
The screenplay sucked. But you can't hold any of the actors to that. That was a bad Warner Brothers. So who do you have as your Sinestro?
Matt Frewer.
He knows Max Headroom.
Oh.
Yeah.
That's
okay.
Awesome.
Yeah. That. Okay.
I got Vincent Castle. He was the thief on the Ocean's 12? The French thief.
Okay.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Yeah.
That works. I cast somebody from a Marvel movie. Benedict Cumberbatch, who will be Doctor Strange. I got him as Sinestro,
he can do the mustache.
Yeah, he has the mustache and he has that accent.
Yeah.
So I figured British and you're tall and lanky and you look funny and you have a weird name, so you're Sinestro. Black Manta, the only one out of these that are actually black.
Oh, he's black.
Don't joke.
No, I'm serious.
Yeah, he's black.
Are you serious?
I thought Black Adam was black.
No.
I didn't.
Black Adam's Middle Eastern.
I didn't research this very well, so I put...
Mark Wahlberg.
Mark Wahlberg.
Jeez.
And I took the role of Schisler this week, I guess.
That's right. Schisler's list. Everybody's Schisler, the wrong
race. Yeah, that ain't... Wow, okay.
That's a confusing name right there.
Chiwetel Ejiofor. I'm black. Yeah, that guy. He's black.
From Firefly.
Yeah, he's black.
Yeah. I went with Diamond Hansu.
Yeah. He's black, too.
He's a big, tall, black guy.
Yeah.
Digimon.
For like the first 6 months I ever saw his name, I called him Digimon.
Digimon.
Yeah. Two-Face.
Two-Face. I got Adrian Paul.
The Highlander.
Yep.
Okay, the TV Highlander. I saw you side-eyeing
him. He is the Highlander, though. I mean...
That is true. He was good casting.
He was.
I can see him as Two-Face.
Then you got the cartoon.
That's true. And then
Quentin.
And then you have the woman, where they went later on, Highlander Raven.
Did they?
Yes. Yeah, I know. Who's your Two-Face?
John Hamm.
Yeah.
I went with Bradley Cooper.
Okay.
I think he could pull it off. I think he's a lot better actor than people think.
He looks like a son of a bitch, though.
That's why I... I could see, you know, hi, I'm, you know, dashingly handsome Bradley Cooper, and then he could turn on the ass part real, you know, evil real quick.
So. Sticking the butt.
Yep. Black Hand, for those that don't know.
White guy.
This is the Black Lantern that has the power of death. So, who you got?
William Fichtner.
I gotta reach over everybody, and I gotta go to the Google, and you...
You'll know him when you see him.
Oh! Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Fuck yeah.
That's fantastic.
Yeah.
Why
didn't we not know his name?
I don't know, but he's...
I feel like an asshole now.
He's been on everything. He was on Prison Break, Ninja Turtles, Lone Ranger, Armageddon,
Dark
Knight.
He was in the Dark Knight, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, that's really good.
I love that guy.
Yeah.
He was in a comedy, too, wasn't he?
He was in The Longest Yard with the Adam Sandler version.
He was in something else, too. Guy's been in everything.
Yeah, he's... Yeah. Really good actor. Good pick. Your Black Hand.
Jason Patrick.
Ooh. Yeah, that would work really good.
Yeah.
What's he been in since...
Nothing.
Speed
2.
Speed 2, and he did a narc movie.
He was in a movie about an art forger.
Okay,
it was pretty good.
Yeah, he's one of those that just shows up every now and then and disappears again.
Yeah,
really good. I went with Jake Gyllenhaal.
Fuck yeah!
Because I saw the trailer for the movie Southpaw that just came out.
Oh yeah!
Holy crap, it looks good, and he is just like super boxer ripped. And I went, yeah, you could play Black Hand. Okay.
Yeah, he was good in that movie that I'm thinking about.
Donnie Darko?
Yeah, that too. And it was with Wolverine. What was
with
that?
With Hugh Jackman?
Yeah.
Oh.
Prisoners.
Prisoners.
That was a good movie.
That was surprisingly good. Now we get to actually the bad guys of the story. Superwoman. Who's your Superwoman? The only female we have cast.
Michelle Monaghan.
Oh yeah,
yeah. You want me to bring up a picture?
No,
of her?
No.
Yeah, do it. She's pretty.
Yeah, and that fucking looking. Douchebag cocksucker left her for.
Yeah, why?
Oh no, different chick. I was thinking of.
Is that the right one? Or did I spell it wrong, Timmy?
That's her. Or no, he. I was. I'm thinking of the chick that.
Tom Brady
was with.
Yeah, that's the one I was.
That's the one you cast right there, Michelle Monaghan?
I don't remember the picture I saw of her, but she looked evil.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Cute. I like it.
Yeah, I'm thinking Bridget Moynihan.
Yeah. Yes, that's the one you're thinking of. Okay. Who's your Superwoman?
Missy Peregrine.
Yep.
She makes me happy.
Yes. Rookie Blue. Stick It. She was in the gymnastic movie,
yeah.
Stick It.
Yes, she was.
That ice tub scene, just Google that, folks.
My tacky whacker's hard now.
Tacky whacker?
Tacky whacker.
Nice.
Yeah.
If I didn't already have an episode title, Tacky Whacker.
Tacky Whacker.
It would have been it. For my Superwoman, I went with Jamie Alexander.
I see that. Yeah, she's hot.
Yeah.
In that dress, the see-through.
Yes. Most people know her as Sif from Thor. Yeah, it just says dress.
I will totally have the poo-poo platter.
Yeah. She is smoking hot, and she's tall and can do action, so...
Is she American?
No. I believe she's Australian.
I see her butt.
You can see almost damn near everything.
She's Australian?
Yeah.
Oh, she had an accent.
Like a 6-foot-tall Australian chick. Kind of reminds me of a dark-haired Charlize Theron. Kind of.
Yeah, I can see that.
But better looking.
A lot better looking.
And younger.
Yeah.
I see her.
And no black kid. Wait, what?
I heard what you said.
Okay.
Ultraman. Who do you got for Ultraman?
I have Joe Manganiello.
God damn it, you cocksucker.
Manganiello.
That's who I got.
Joe Manganiello, who will bleed Deathstroke in Suicide Squad.
That's who I got.
Really?
Yeah. That's who you got?
Yes.
I got James Purefoy.
There's Skeets.
And I know I misspelled that. Yeah, there he is. From The Following.
Okay.
Just because he looks evil. And he's evil as fuck on that show, so.
Yeah, he looks evil.
Our last one is our evil speedster, Johnny Quick.
I got Mike Vogel.
You stole him too?
Woo! Same website!
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, Google.
Google's a friend.
Oh, wow. Yeah. Under the dome. The help.
The hole.
The hole.
Bates Motel.
I love my mom.
I wanted somebody that could put in a little bit of comedy. Because my movie would be pretty damn serious. So, that, and he's a redhead.
Jamie Foxx.
Yes. Simon Pegg.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I could do that. Yeah.
I could see him as a speedster, making, you know, an evil speedster cracking jokes as he kills people.
Run, fat boy, run.
Yeah. All right, it's time for our top 10 list this week. Best and worst comic book movies. Let's start with the best, because I want to end with the worst. A lot of people have opinions on this, so. What's your number 10 best?
Captain America.
First one?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Either one.
Doesn't matter.
Dick Tracy.
You look like a man.
Dick Tracy was fantastic.
I like Dick Tracy. A lot of people give Dick Tracy shit.
Because of Madonna. Dick Tracy. That's the only reason people really...
I liked it.
Yeah, I did too.
Yeah, I liked that movie.
My number 10, The Rocketeer. I love that fucking movie.
Yes. Mine is on the top 10. It's higher up.
Mm-hmm. I love The Rocketeer.
Yeah.
Number 9.
I might catch hell, but Daredevil.
I like Daredevil.
I like that movie.
It wasn't bad.
It was a good movie.
Yeah.
I like it wasn't bad. It wasn't like Elektra.
Oh, yeah.
That may come up later.
Yeah, that will definitely come up later.
Number 9.
Blade.
Oh, yeah.
First Blade.
The First Blade.
Yeah.
I like the First Blade.
Even though in the third one, the Jessica Biel shower scene.
It was alright.
It was alright.
And those movies weren't bad.
No. And if we didn't have the third Blade movie with Ryan Reynolds.
Right.
We wouldn't have Daredevil. Because that's almost the same character.
Yeah.
So. My number 9, The Crow.
Hmm.
Love that movie. Alright, number 8.
Hellboy.
Yeah.
The first one.
Fuck, I forgot Hellboy. Yeah.
I like the second one, too.
Yeah, the second one was good, too. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Number 8?
300.
Yeah, higher up on my list. Yeah. My number 8, Sin City.
Yeah.
Jessica Alba. Yep. Thank you, Robert Rodriguez. Number 7.
Ninja Turtles. From 1990.
Okay, original Ninja Turtles. I was
gonna punch you in the fucking face.
Yeah.
Howard the Duck. I'm going straight cheese.
God, yeah. I love. As a kid, that movie messed with me, but I loved it.
Yeah. I bought number 1.
Did you?
Yeah. Awesome. I didn't get a variant cover, though.
Fucking love that.
My number 7, even with the blue dong, Watchmen.
That's higher up on my list.
There's a male in actor.
Yeah, she's hot.
Yeah. Number 6.
Days of Future Past.
For an X-Men movie, it was good.
I've never seen it.
Oh, it's good.
Those movies burnt me out. I've never seen that.
I think you could watch First Class and Days of Future Past and be okay. And I know how you are with the X-Men movies.
Yeah.
I did think that X-Men 3 damn near killed the franchise.
Yeah.
The first one damn near killed the franchise. Well,
alright, what are we up to? Number 6?
Yeah. Spawn. Don't give me no shit.
I ain't gonna give you no shit. I love Spawn.
I didn't even put that on my list, but I got
that. Hey, you got the table fixed.
A lot of people give that movie shit. I like that movie.
The only thing that bothered me about Spawn was the CGI. So much of it.
Oh, yeah.
I know they wanted to show off, hey, we're fancy, we can CG, but it's a little too much. But great story, even with Martin Sheen. Yeah. Yeah. My number 6 is 300. Just loved it. Number 5?
Punisher.
Which one?
Thomas Jane. Okay. The first one. Well, the second first one.
Yeah, the second first one. I know what you meant. Vince?
Watchmen.
Yeah. My number five, I got the Avengers.
Yeah, it's higher up on my list.
Mm. Number four.
Number four, I got Iron Man.
First one?
Yeah.
Okay.
I haven't seen that all the way through. I need to just sit down one weekend and just watch all those movies.
Camp out here one weekend.
Number four?
Yep.
The Rocketeer.
Yeah.
Love it. My number four, yes, I have it higher than Avengers. I have Guardians of the Galaxy.
Oh, I didn't even make it on here. Fuck, I totally forgot about that one.
Yeah. I liked Guardians
better. That is a really good movie.
Yes. James Gunn, you're a genius.
Yes, he is.
Out of the trauma camp. Number three.
Dark Knight.
Yep.
Love that movie.
Number three, Hellboy.
Hellboy.
Yeah. Yeah, John Hurt.
My number three, Captain America, Winter Soldier.
Yeah.
I haven't seen that one yet either.
No, jeez, it's fantastic. And that, I'm glad the Russo brothers are doing the Infinity movie.
Yeah.
Because what they did with Cap has been fantastic. Number two.
Avengers.
Yeah.
Dredd. Carl Urban.
Carl Urban Dredd. That's an honorable mention for me.
I like that movie.
And we're not getting a sequel. That pisses me.
Yeah, don't give me that shit that it's like that movie, that Japanese movie.
Oh, The Raid?
Yeah. Okay, it's like The Raid. Fuck you, it's still a good movie. You didn't take the mask off.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There's no Rob Schneider.
Oh, thank God.
Rob Schneider. That movie might show up later.
Yeah.
Yes. Yes, it will.
Oh shit! It didn't on mine. Okay. What we at? Number two.
Yeah.
Okay. Dark Knight. Number one. What is the best comic book movie in your opinion, Mr. Short?
Guardians of the Galaxy.
I can't argue with that.
It is a good movie.
Yeah,
it's great.
But I went nostalgia.
Oh, you went. Well, let me see. Let me try to guess.
League of Extraordinary Gentlemen.
Negative.
No, it's not League of Extraordinary Gentlemen. No.
Fuck.
It's so easy.
Batman. The Keaton Batman.
Keaton Batman.
Yeah.
The first one.
Yeah.
I love that fucking movie. I watched that movie so goddamn much when I was a kid.
That's my second favorite Tim Burton movie.
I love that movie.
Big Fish is my first.
I have that. I've never seen it.
You will cry.
I don't want to cry.
Then don't watch it. My number one, Spider-Man 2. Tobey Maguire, Doc Ock, perfectly self-contained, great story, great acting, Sam Raimi hitting the stride with Spider-Man. I love that movie.
Well, Sam Raimi,
yeah. Granted, the third one, he gave up halfway through. Now to the worst. This is, I figured there was going to be, there might be a lot of crossover. At least on a couple of them. So start us off, Mr. Short, number 10.
Elektra. Movie is fucking awful.
It's so bad. And I know you wanted to spin it off about a Daredevil. I have it somewhere around here. But God almighty, it's
bad. She's nothing like Elektra.
No.
You couldn't have even...
Bad plot. She tried. I mean, give Jennifer Garner credit. She tried.
Yeah.
Even the costume was awful.
Yeah. It's all the way around, that's a bad one.
Jonah Hex.
Fucker, it's higher up on my list. Megan Fox and her weird fucking thumb.
I wanted to like it, though.
Yeah, I did, too. It had so much potential.
Because it's Jonah Hex.
Yeah.
And they just fucked that whole... They just fucked it.
Yeah.
Any interest in it at all. Fucked.
Yeah, killed it. Yeah. My number 10, Superman 4. What are you talking about?
That's the best one.
That's not the best one. That's the worst.
Isn't that the one they used to show on TV all the time?
That's the one that they would show during Cub rain delays.
Was that the...
you're asleep anyway.
What's her name dies? And he spins the earth back.
It's either that one or it's the one with Richard Pryor. I can't remember which one. It's
which
terrible.
Which horrible. The one with the sun guy or whatever.
I think this might be four. Yeah, I think, I can't. Yeah.
Oh, where he gets sick?
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, Jesus, yeah.
Yeah. Fucking falls off a horse. Number nine.
Fantastic Four.
Which one?
Any of them. I don't fucking care.
Pick one.
The new one.
The old one made in 94.
Oh, yeah.
The Corman one?
Oh, yeah.
Holy Christ, that's yeah. terrible.
Yeah.
That's almost as bad as the Justice League pilot CBS did years and years ago.
Oh, I remember that.
With Kyle Rayner, Green Lantern.
Yep.
It's almost as bad as that Fantastic Four.
Hell, he should have just remade Misfits of Science. Remember that?
Yes. Oh, honorable mention for best, Mystery Men.
Another one, Toxic Avenger.
Yes.
Oh, I love Toxic Avenger.
I thought that was going to be your number one. I couldn't think of the name.
Hey, man. Me and you were thinking the same.
Right? I loved.
I do, too. I've watched all the fucking trauma movies.
Yeah.
What are we on? Number nine.
Barbed Wire.
Fucker, yeah. Higher up on my list.
That was going to be on my list, but I was like, that is too terrible.
It's awful. It's too bad.
My number nine's Elektra. Just, damn it, you tried. Number eight.
Hulk.
Again.
Which one?
The first one with
the Ang Lee version.
Yeah,
and that wasn't awful.
Who was the Hulk in that one?
Bruce or Banner?
Yeah, I didn't like it.
Yeah, okay.
I didn't either. All right.
The second one wasn't great either.
No,
Edward Norton did okay.
I think it wasn't bad.
It was better than Elektra.
That's true. That's why it's higher. Well,
I don't know. I didn't like it.
He didn't like it. It's his list. All right.
Okay, fuck you then.
Fuck you.
Number eight.
Tank Girl.
Oh,
I did like the movie, though, but it's cheesy as fuck if you go back and try to watch it now.
It's,
they're rebooting the comic, aren't they? They just did? I think so.
Yes.
Of course they are. A strong female lead?
Yeah.
Oh, we'll just reboot this?
My number eight, we've already talked about it, Green Lantern. It wasn't none of the... I don't blame any of the actors. It was just... terrible screenplay. Warner Brothers pushed it.
He really did do a good job in that.
Yes. Day. Yeah. Warner Brothers pushed a bad script.
Excuse me.
Exactly.
He really did.
Number seven.
Judge Dredd.
Fucking Rob Schneider.
Hey, yo, Rob. Where's Mimosa?
At the time, Stallone was the right pick.
He did that after Demolition Man.
Yes.
Which was a cool fucking movie.
I love Demolition Man.
Yeah, that was a good movie.
It was the right pick at the right time, bad script, and Rob Schneider.
Yeah, Rob Schneider can ruin sex.
I liked Deuce Bigelow, the first one.
Yeah.
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 At the end where he's all numb, I love you.
Yeah, that was pretty good.
Yeah. He has moments, but not for a whole fucking movie.
No.
All right.
Number seven.
Yep.
Joel Schumacher's abortion on video.
Oh.
Batman and Robin.
You fucker retire on my list.
That movie
was fucking bad.
Oh my god.
I didn't even put any of those movies
Bat
on here.
Bat Nipples.
That is the worst goddamn movie.
Forever wasn't great either.
Fuck.
I
didn't mind it. Val Kilmer wasn't bad.
Yeah.
He didn't go crazy yet.
That's true. My number seven, we already talked about it, Jonah Hex.
Mm-hmm.
Should have been so much better. Number six.
League of Extraordinary Gentlemen.
I was so happy they were making that, and then I saw it.
Yeah.
And I was like, you fucks.
It left off such... It looked cool. It was cool. I liked what's-her-name, La Femme Nikita.
Oh,
and she
Nikita
was,
Wilson?
Yeah. Here's, she was good in it.
Can still get it.
Everyone was good in it. I don't know, man. Connery
chewed up every bit of scenery he was in.
Yes, he did. It was too much Sean Connery.
And they knew he was the main name, so they had to push him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Too much Sean Connery.
I would love to see that remade, actually.
Yeah, that ain't no shit.
Ooh.
Yep. Well, Fancast next week.
Yep. Yay!
Yeah.
Jamie Foxx is everybody.
Yes. Number six?
Yes.
The Phantom.
Oh, fuck you.
Billy Zane.
I love that movie.
It's all right. It just...
It's
cheese now.
Yeah, if you go back and watch it, it's cheesy as hell. I want that redone too. My number six is Barbed Wire. Terrible, but man, at the time, Pamela Anderson was the hottest thing on the world. So and then she got the Hep C. So.
And the HIV and the AIDS and God knows what else.
Yeah. Then she made that TV show.
Stripperella?
No.
VIP.
Yeah.
Yes.
We'll just keep going down the line.
Yeah. Number five.
Punisher Warzone.
You didn't like that one?
No.
Which one was that?
Ray Stevenson.
Yeah, that guy. Ray.
Not Ray Stevens. They call me the snake.
Wow. No wonder it was a shitty movie.
Everything's beautiful.
That... Bang, 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 bang.
That would have been better. Yeah. I can see why you didn't like that one. Number you.
Number me. Ghost Rider 2.
They're my honorable mentions for worst.
And not the PBS show.
I missed that show.
Yeah,
that
Ghost Rider!
That show was awesome. Man, Nicolas Cage. God.
God damn you. God damn you to hell.
Literally.
Yeah.
So many good movies that the guy's been in.
Yes.
And then so many bad ones. Kind of like Brendan Fraser.
Yeah. He's a non-Indiana-born Brendan Fraser.
Yeah.
And Encino Man was awesome.
I'm not arguing that with you.
Okay.
My number five, X-Men 3. Garbage. Jesus.
For our French folk listening.
Yeah. Jesus Christ. Rhyming, that was so bad.
Je m'appelle fromage.
Yeah.
I'm cheese.
You tried to make Dark Phoenix Saga and you failed horribly.
Yeah, go fuck yourselves.
Yeah. Number four. Jesus.
Ghost Rider.
Me too.
Really?
Yeah, I went two and then one.
Yeah. It was quite bad.
My number four. I wish Timmy was here for this one. Steel.
Oh.
Shaquille O'Neal Henry Irons.
It almost made the list.
So he can make his fucking Shazam joke.
Yeah. Shazam?
Shazam!
Shazam!
Yeah. God, that was terrible.
What an awful movie.
Number three.
Emo Spider-Man.
Number three. Yeah.
I still haven't seen that. I still have not seen that.
You could watch it.
I kind of wanted to watch it, but...
Yeah. It's... You can watch it, but you're just like, oh. You just go, oh, shouldn't have. No, why did you? Oh.
No, I don't want that then. Yeah. Fuck that.
No.
Number three.
Catwoman.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh. You guys are like, oh, I forgot how bad that one was.
Oh, no. It will be higher on my list. Matter of fact.
With a bullet.
Yeah. Fucking Halle Berry. God damn it. So terrible.
Pretty good in Babs. She just should have stopped right there.
She just should have stopped. Yeah. My number three, this came off the heels of Sin City. This is The Spirit.
Okay.
Samuel L. Jackson's in it. It's shot the same style as Sin City. It's just fucking terrible. Don't ever watch it. Number two.
X3.
Yeah.
All those movies could have made my list because they all suck.
Yeah.
Number two.
Yep.
Judge Dredd.
Yeah. I think we've discussed that. Yeah. My number two, as was already brought up, Batman and Robin.
Mm-hmm.
You bat-nippled son of a... Why?
Joel Schumacher.
Yeah.
We're coming for you.
How do you almost kill Batman franchise? With nipples.
It took a whole other storyline to save it.
And Arnold's cheesy one-liners.
Oh, yeah.
Everybody freeze.
Everybody. God. Stay cool.
Yeah. God. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It took 10 years and a new director to fix the franchise. Number one, what's the worst, in your opinion, comic book movie of all the times?
The Wolverine.
Oh, I forgot. God. Talking X-Men Origins? Or are you talking...
The Wolverine. Asian Wolverine.
The Wolverine. Where he goes to Silver Samurai.
Yeah.
Honorable mention, X-Men Origins Wolverine.
Go fuck yourself.
Why?
Number one.
Is that yours?
X-Men Origins Wolverine.
Oh,
how dare you?
It's so bad.
You motherfuckers.
It's so bad.
They just took it. They just did this to all the people that like comic books.
Yeah, this.
They dry docked it.
They almost ruined Deadpool. just...
Oh, yeah.
Almost.
Yeah. Well, it took, almost. It took, what, 10 years to get him back?
Fuck.
And somebody leaking the trailer to get the crowd behind it? My number one's Catwoman, because Halle Berry's terrible in everything.
Horrible, except for Babs.
Except for Babs. She's just... I don't know how she ever gets hired to do anything.
Black
boobs.
Vagina.
Yep. There you go. There's your answer. So that was our best and worst comic book movies. Jesus, so bad. So bad.
Oh. Oh my.
Since this is our 1 year anniversary, I want to say thank you to some people that's helped out with the show and all this. First of all, Shining Wizards crew, Tony, Eddie, Kevin, and Matt, thank you for one, helping me before I even had a show, and two, allowing us to be on the network. We are the oddballs of the entire network, but
yeah. And we say some bad things.
Oh, you should.
They say bad things too?
Oh, and Tony, I know you're listening. I need that DJ Lynn drop. He knows what I'm talking about. Thanks to Mike and Adam at Midnight Jury, Phil and Dave at Turnbuckle Throw Packs, Stickman at Apex Radio, guys from Neckbreaker, Thursday Night Destruction, Two and a Half Wrestlers, Neil and Annalise from Dark Angels and Pretty Freaks, Jeff Schaefer from the Man Cave Podcast, the guys from Podswoggle, Geek Show, Amish Baby Machine, Five Top Fives, Fifth Cast, our listeners that have stuck by us from the beginning and shared us with their friends and got us to grow to where we are. Summer, Nick, John Keefe, Shane, Rev, Roboto, James, Corey, Ronnie, our unofficial manager of the show, Jenna, Tracy, Mexico, Jen in the TARDIS, Ziggles, Dan Lopez. I'm leaving out a bunch of people.
Who's Jen in the TARDIS?
A friend from Twitter. It's she's helped us out with the show when I had Doctor Who questions.
Oh.
It's
that one guy with the fro and the scarf. And it's always that guy.
Yeah. But thank you to everybody. Like we said earlier, we honestly did not think this was going to last a year, let alone continuing to grow as we're doing more.
Yeah, so. I'm surprised we haven't got a cease and desist letter.
There's a lot of shows out there that are worse.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. Usually they all start with Blog Talk Radio.
You mean like Mississippi Blue Gums, wasn't it?
Oh, well, there are those podcasts, but those are harder to find, let's just say.
We're mainstream racist.
Whee! Indiana.
We live in oppression, though. I mean, you see what we got to deal with?
Yeah, we're poor and white, so.
Yeah. We will be working on the video situation.
Yeah,
we're Timmy's too fucking stupid to run the video camera.
I don't know how to work my own video camera.
All the homemade porn is just staring at the ceiling.
Whenever the buttons don't work, there's shit in them.
Literal shit.
There's literal shit.
Yeah. Like I said, thank you to everybody. And thank you to the ones that bought shirts, Shane, Tony. We are going to do more. We're going to try to make this bigger. We're going to try to get interviews, videos. We're going to try to see how far we can take this thing. And thank you to everybody for joining us on the ride so far. And
yeah, and thank you for the band music today.
Yeah, I know. We'll get the peppercock. We will get it.
Well, on the French guys.
Yes.
Thank you.
Thank you. To.
I wasn't trying to be a dick earlier. Well, I mean, I kind of was. But.
Yeah, he was.
That's just Vince.
That's just Vince. You will...
Grow to love me.
Grow to love him? He said with a question mark and inflection. We do have an email, inconclusivebreakdown@gmail.com. We are on Twitter, @inconclusivepod, @cyborgsumo.
@shoretimmy.
@beetlebliss.
We have a Facebook page, official Inconclusive Breakdown podcast group. Go ahead and join. Is that it for this week? We have... I have lost my phone.
I don't know.
Yes, please.
Can anybody think of anything? Anybody you can think of to thank? Or anything? Anybody I've missed? Or you want to...
The wife.
Yeah, I said Tracy earlier.
And the kids.
Dan. He's here in spirit. Jesus.
Yeah.
He's here. He's always here in spirit. He will be back.
Maybe.
Cocaine is a hell of a drug.
So, that was for Dan.
Yeah.
I think that's it for this week.
Yeah.
Thank you for 1 year, and hopefully there will be more. So, until next week, bye, everybody.
Bye.
Bye.